Under the current Electoral College system, Floridians essentially vote for a group of electors. If a Republican presidential candidate, for example, wins the popular vote in Florida, the GOP candidate would then gain the state's 29 electoral votes. And the presidential candidate needs a total of 270 or more from all states to win. But some say the process should be much simpler.
In every country around the world that has a democracy, except this one, the person who gets the most votes wins. I mean, it's just that simple. This should not be a complicated issue.
That's Dania Beach Democratic Representative Joe Geller, who's sponsoring a bill to change that system. He wants Florida to join what's called the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. It would guarantee the presidency to the candidate who receives the popular vote in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Geller says it's not a Democrat or Republican issue, as several states with GOP-controlled legislatures have also agreed to be part of the compact.
So we think that there is a real groundswell of support after having a circumstance where twice in 16 years, the person who got the most votes did not become the president.
After the 2000 presidential election, George W. Bush became the president despite losing the popular vote to Al Gore. Then there's this past presidential election when Hillary Clinton won the popular vote, but Donald Trump became the president through the electoral votes. So far, 10 states in the District of Columbia have signed on to the compact. According to that movement, it actually has to go through the electoral voting process to go into effect. So with the states that have signed on, the compact has 165 of the 270 electoral votes needed for it to go into effect.
With 165 electoral votes currently committed to the National Popular Vote Compact, a large battleground state like Florida joining in this multi-state electoral effort will make having a national popular vote of president more likely for the 2020 elections.
That's Orlando Democrat Victor Torres, the bill's Senate sponsor, who says his measure is needed for future elections.
Florida continues to grow in population, and new Hispanics and nonpartisan voters now constitute nearly one-third of all of Florida's voters. In recent presidential elections, almost half of Florida's voters did not count because of the winner-take-all system of awarding electoral delegates.
Still, both the House and Senate measures have not yet had a committee hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.